Episode 3, Mastering Prioritization, A Guide to Effective Decision Making. Hello and welcome to another episode of Tani Talks Tech. I am Tani and I am excited to have you join me on today's episode as we dive deeper into the art of prioritization. In our last episode, we touched upon the importance of time management and how structuring your day through techniques like time blocking can enhance productivity. Today, we will explore how prioritization can elevate your decision making, allowing you to focus on what truly matters. The Eisenhower Matrix. The Eisenhower Matrix, also known as the Urgent Important Matrix, is a simple yet powerful tool that helps you sort tasks into four distinct categories. Named after Dwight D. Eisenhower, the 34th President of the United States, this matrix will revolutionize the way you approach your daily tasks and long-term goals. The four quadrants are 1. Urgent and important. These are the tasks that require immediate attention and are critical to your objectives. Often, they are crisis situations or deadlines. Address these tasks promptly to even prevent them from escalating. Important but not urgent is our number 2 quadrant. Tasks in this quadrant are crucial for long-term success but don't need immediate action. This includes planning, strategizing, and relationship building. Prioritize this to avoid further crises. Urgent but not important. Often, these tasks are interruptions or distractions that need quick attention but don't contribute to your main goals. They can often be delegated or minimized. Not urgent and not important is the fourth and the last quadrant. These are time-wasting activities that don't add value to your life or work. Whenever possible, eliminate these tasks to free up time for more meaningful activities. How can you apply Eisenhower Matrix in your life? 1. Identify your tasks. Begin by listing all your tasks and responsibilities. This could be anything from project deadlines and meetings to personal goals and daily chores. Write them down for a clear overview. Categorize your tasks. Use the Eisenhower Matrix to categorize each task. Be honest about its importance and urgency. Often, our perception of urgency can cloud our judgment. So take a moment to reflect on each item's true nature. Take action. For urgent and important tasks, focus on immediate action. This should be your top priority. For important but not urgent tasks, schedule time in your calendar to work on them. These are the tasks that help you grow and will achieve long-term success. For urgent but not important tasks, consider delegating them as possible. If not, set specific time blocks to address them without them intruding on more critical work. For not urgent and not important tasks, try to eliminate them from your schedule. These activities drain your time and energy without offering any real benefit. Now, reflect and adjust. Regularly review your task list and the matrix. Life is dynamic and priorities can shift. By consistently reassessing your tasks, you can ensure that you are always working towards your most important goals. By mastering the Eisenhower Matrix, you can take control of your time and energy, making informed decisions about where to direct your focus. Whether you are managing a project, balancing family commitments, or pursuing personal growth, this tool can help you streamline your efforts and enhance productivity. The Eisenhower Matrix isn't the sole tool for prioritization. There are several alternatives, even if it doesn't suit your style. Two notable methods are the Moscow method and the Rice method. Personally, I find myself using both the Moscow method and the Eisenhower method more frequently. Let me provide you also with a brief overview of the Moscow method. The Moscow method is a widely adopted prioritization technique, particularly favored in project management and software development. This method categorizes tasks or features based on their level of necessity and impact on the project, allowing teams to focus on what truly matters. How it works? 1. Must have. There are 4 different categories on this method. Must have, should have, could have, won't have. Must have are the essential non-negotiable requirements that must be completed for the project to be considered a success. Without these, the project would fail to deliver its core value or meet critical deadlines. Should have, these tasks are important but not critical. They add significant value and should be included if time and resources allow. However, their absence won't be a deal breaker for the project's success. Could have. These are nice to have features or tasks that can be included if there is additional time or resources. They enhance the project but are not essential. Their omission does not substantially affect the project's overall success. Won't have. These are the low priority tasks that are either not necessary at the present time or are intentionally excluded. They might be revisited in a future iteration or phases, but for now, they're not prioritized. The Moscow method helps teams manage scope effectively, ensuring that critical features are delivered within project constraints while allowing for flexibility in less essential areas. By clearly defining priorities, teams can make informed decisions, allocate resources efficiently, and maintain focus on delivering the most impactful outcomes. Now let me share some personal anecdotes with you, just to give you an overview of how it impacted my life and helped me with my decision making and prioritization process. I discovered the Eisenhower matrix while exploring various journaling techniques. At the time, I had just started my role as a sub-project manager and felt slightly overwhelmed by the sheer volume of tasks and communications that came my way. When I learned about the Eisenhower matrix and tried it for the first time, I experienced a wave of clarity. It allowed me to organize all the emails that I needed to send, the calls I had to make, and the coordination required, helping me to focus on what was most important. This also taught me the value of delegation. Not every urgent task had to be handled by me, and I learned to trust my colleagues as well. I frequently use this matrix at home now, as it assists me in prioritizing and managing childcare and household chores. This practice enables me to carve out small moments for self-care, happiness, and healing, ultimately making me a better and happier version of myself. The Moscow method entered my life after I gained some experience in project management. In every project, there are deliverables, and this method encouraged me to think deeply about how to structure a project. It also clarified my priorities as a project manager, helping me to identify the key factors necessary for a successful and well-functioning project team, particularly what I consider to be a must-have. I realized that open communication and a collaborative, supportive project environment was my absolute must-have. When we went house hunting, this method proved invaluable in itemizing our preferences. We clearly defined our must-haves. For me, it was essential to have a dedicated parking for both of us and a garden, while for my husband, minimizing renovation costs was a priority. This clarity helped us narrow down our options to find a home within our budget. Incorporating these prioritization techniques into both professional and personal spheres has truly transformed the way I approach decision-making and planning. The RISE scoring model, although newer to my toolkit, provides a strategic lens through which I evaluate potential projects and ideas. It is particularly useful when resources are limited and tough choices must be made. By assessing the reach, the impact, the confidence, and the effort required for each initiative, I can focus on the team's efforts on projects that promise the highest value and impact. These tools have become integral to not only managing my workload, but also enriching my personal life. They offer a structured approach to navigating life's complexities, allowing me to balance work commitments with family responsibilities and personal aspirations. Through prioritization, I have learned that while we may not have control over each aspect of our lives, we can certainly choose how we respond and allocate our time and energy. By sharing these experiences and strategies on Tanny Talks Tech, my hope is to empower others to find their own balance and productivity. Whether you are managing a hectic career, caring for a family, or simply seeking more fulfillment, these techniques offer a pathway to clarity and purpose. As I continue to explore these methods and adapt them to my evolving needs, I remain committed to fostering a community where we can learn from each other's journeys and success. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will explore the power of journaling as a habit and productivity tracker. Until then, take care and keep striving for balance in all areas of life. Signing out, here is Tani from Tani Talks Tech.